Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's your business?
Well, I had a really nice time on this date, but it got cut short.
What's your name?
Name's Nicole.
No, your name.
Oh, my name's Danny.
Hi, Danny. Danny.
We're off to a good start here, Danny.
All right, Woody. Now we know it's Danny and Nicole. Okay.
Danny and Nicole went out. Let us know what happened on your date.
Well, it was a really nice time, and it just got cut short, and I don't really know what happened. We had a lot in common, a lot of chemistry flowing between us, but I don't really understand why she fell totally off the radar. There's nothing from her.
Danny, tell us, what was the date?
Yeah, nothing happened out of the ordinary. We just went out to eat. It was totally fine.
And she's not returning any calls or texts or anything at this point?
No, nothing. She's totally missing. I don't know what happened.
Well, Nancy, you think we should slide in now and give Nicole a call?
I feel like there's some missing pieces. Yes, I do.
She's going to let us know.
I think so.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Danny, thanks again for giving us that number, and we're getting ready to call her, so we need you to be real quiet.
Can you do that?
Yeah, sounds good.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, is this Nicole?
Yes, this is she who's calling.
Well, Nicole, this is Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM. How are you this morning?
Hi, Nicole.
Oh, hi. Hi, how are you?
What a nice lady.
She does seem that way.
What, you know what? This makes me happy, Woody, because I really want to help her.
You got a positive feeling going
I
into this?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, no, my mom raised me on Garth Brooks. I've been listening to K99 since I was little.
All right, well, so you're familiar with what we do around this time every day then, right?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I didn't look at the clock. Oh, no.
Second date update. You're on it. Do you know for whom?
Actually, I don't.
Been on that many dates. Congrats.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
Thank you. Looking up for me right now.
Yeah, oh, there you go. So, yeah, we're calling because a guy named Danny called us and said
Danny?
You guys. Yeah. You remember Danny?
He's pretty hard to forget. That was months ago, though.
Well, I mean, he could not figure out why there wasn't a second date.
He couldn't? Okay, let me just start from the beginning.
Please
do. Let me paint a picture for you. So, Danny picks me up. At first, he's very nice, very chivalrous, opening the door for me, all of that. He even says, like, would you like to pick the restaurant
nice
to go to? So I said yes and suggested this restaurant I really like. You know what? I'd tell you the name, but I don't even want to mention the name because of the incident.
What the hell? Oh my, what happened?
Okay. Let's just say everybody goes there for the chicken.
Okay.
He starts squirming and seems really antsy about it and says he's just not in the mood for chicken. And I just pressed him and told him how great it was. So finally he says yes. We walk in, we get seated, and the waitress comes over to take the order, and she just stops and stares and then like points. She's just fuming and she's like, how dare you come in here talking to Danny. And I'm very confused. She runs off. Next thing I know, the manager is Danny at the table, red in the face, yelling, you know, like, what are you doing here? We're calling the cops. Like, get out now. I was just like, what is going on? Turns out the week before, he and a bunch of his friends had been in there, racked up a huge bill, and then they all just dined and dashed. Like, the whole lot of them.
Stop.
Yeah. And the bill was like $200.
Oh, my.
I know this because the manager whips out the bill, the receipt, and is like, you either have to pay this or leave. We're calling the cops.
So what'd you do?
I paid the bill.
You what?
what was I going to do? I didn't want to get arrested, and it was totally embarrassing. I mean, I was just in shock. It was like I didn't know what was happening right now. So I just paid it. I just wanted to get out of there.
If I may, if you guys don't mind, what if you don't care? Danny, I know your ass is on the line, so you tell us what the hell happened.
Hi.
You know he's on the phone. You know how this works, right, Nicole?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad he's on the line.
Let him have it, Nicole.
Okay, look, this is a huge misunderstanding. That day I could not find my wallet. It was gone. It was missing. And I went to the bathroom actually to double check if it was in there. And when I came back, all my friends were gone. Yeah, I thought Kyle paid the bill, and I could call him and ask him if you want to get him on the line too. But isn't it so funny, right? This is such a big misunderstanding. And
Not funny. So you lost your wallet on our date too, because I didn't see you whipping out your credit card to pay the $200.
Are you like banned from that place now?
He had like pictures of his face up on the wall there saying reward if found. But Danny, if it was just such a big misunderstanding, why haven't you just gone back before now and paid that bill?
Yeah, dude.
I get paid Tuesday, so I was going to go in then.
No. She said this was months ago.
Right, the timeline's not adding up here.
And now you're calling wanting another date with her. Did you think she forgot? You pay her.
Thank you. Yes. Well, I actually sought him out a few days after the incident looking to get paid. He's been the one who hasn't been responding to me. So this is very convenient.
Nicole, I could do like a payment plan of sorts, maybe like 10 bucks a week, something like that.
What is maybe this? Chicken layaway?
Chicken layaway. Dude, Danny, I got to tell you, you're a piece of work, dude. What is wrong with you?
Look, I get paid on Tuesdays.
How many Tuesdays ago was this, Nicole?
I don't know. When was May?
Chicken layaway got me.
You know what, Woody? I got to tell you, this is that part where we're supposed to try and help out. I kind of don't even want to, but I know we have to.
Do we, though?
Well, I think, I don't know, Nick, you're the boss.
Do it.
Do it. All right.
Well, we know exactly what the answer is going to be.
Yes.
What it should be, but if it's the rules, we have to do it.
For the record.
We can hook you guys up with a second date.
No, absolutely not. I mean, unless you know a debt collector, you can hook me up with a debt collector.
Well, there's, you know, it's all free. We're going to give you $150 gift card.
That doesn't even pay $200.
A limo ride? The bill.
I could Venmo you 10 bucks right now.
You are killing me. You know. Stop talking.
Here's the kicker, though, guys. And Nicole, we've already heard your answer, so we already know what it's going to be. But if you guys say no, it all goes away.
Plus,
if,
there's concert tickets or movie passes, right?
There's plenty of concerts going
on
right now.
Come on, Nicole.
I just can't. My pride won't let me.
Not even a limousine?
No, not worth it.
Come on, Nicole. My boys and I could use a night out.
Oh, for
your boys.
Oh, Nicole. I think you should just rack this up to bad experience.
Oh,
cut
man.
Your losses, cut your ties. Sorry.
Yep.
Done.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30. Second date update.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.